Hello, my name is Araceli Blanco. I am 17. Today is October 3rd, and I'm speaking with Giselle, who is my very close cousin. We are recording inside her house in Miami, Florida. Giselle, would you like to tell me a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, sure. I am currently 25 years old. I am Araceli's second cousin from her father's side. My father, her mother. And I work at Carnival Cruise Line. I'm casino lead coordinator, and I have a bachelor's degree in hospitality management, and I'm focused to becoming the supervisor in my current role.
Okay, let's start off from there. Why did you want this job in particular?
Casino coordinator?
Yes.
I really didn't want this job in particular. It just came to me. I did want to go into the cruise line industry. I got a minor in cruise line. So I know I wanted to work in a cruise line company. So I searched everywhere, and someone called me up, one of these contractors, saying, hey, there's a position in Carnival. It's a casino coordinator. Do you want it? And I said yes, and I like it. It's a great job.
Okay, let's start with our first question. Did you have a nickname, and if so, can you tell me the story of how you got it?
Oh gosh, yes. My nickname growing up, I hate it, and all of you guys are going to laugh, is Jizzle. And they shorten it for Jizz, Dirty Minds people. It's Jizzle, and it was this kid, ironically, his name, we call him, is Pookie, but his real name is Javier. And he gave me that nickname in sophomore year in high school. And yeah, I don't like it. It's horrible. It's weird. And yeah, they call me Jizzle. So my friends in high school, they haven't called me that ever. Not ever. They haven't called me that in a very long time. So if one person calls me Jizzle now, it's like, how you know that? So yeah. So don't call me by Jizzle.
How would you describe the friends you had in high school?
Very close. We are still close. We are a trio. We call each other N3, and then we clap.
Why N3?
It's a funny story. One of our friends' boyfriend at the time had a crew, or he had a guy group, and they were called M7. And they swear they were cool and funny and awesome, and they call each other M7. So then we made fun of them calling us N3 because it's the letter after M, and then we are 3. And it was just funny, and we still like call each other that.
Who were the three friends in the group?
Andrea and Jessica. Yeah. And myself.
Next question. Can you tell me about your relationship with your parents?
Yes, my relationship with my parents is very nice. We get along very well. I still live with them because they're kind enough to let me live here. my dad is very wise, and he gives me a lot of good advice, and my mom also, but I gear towards my father more. I don't know why. I think I'm the boy he never had. And but my parents and I have a good relationship. I trust them, and they trust me very much. So it's a good relationship, and it's a healthy relationship. And I'm happy that I always listen to what they told me growing up.
You talked about your relationship with your parents. Now can you tell me your relationship with your sister?
Oh, Jessica. We're currently in her room where she's not living at right now. Jessica's unique. If you see a picture of us, you think that we're twins, but we're not. We're 2 years apart. Jessica can be stubborn sometimes, but we get along well, and we call each other almost every day, and she trusts in me on things, and I always try to tell her my stuff. We have a good relationship.
Do you like being the oldest?
Well, sure, I don't know how to be the youngest, so Yeah, I don't know. I think not. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. It's okay. I don't know.
What if you had a brother? How would you feel?
If we had a brother, I think that would be awesome because my dad will make him do all the manly things. And my dad will make me do all the throwing the trash or clean the car or go into the attic. But we had a boy as a brother. And if Jessica still existed, that's fine. If we had a third sibling and it was a brother, I think it would have been perfect. I think I would have turned out more girly.
Was there ever a moment you got really angry with your parents?
I have to think about this. Yes, but I don't remember in detail. I know in high school, or growing up, they did not let me sleep over people's houses. I'm like, why? What's the problem? These are like my best friends. I don't care. And they're like, no, you can't sleep over. And there was one case, it was one of the trio's friend's birthday, and she was turning 21, and they're like, why are you going? You're not 21 yet. I'm like, so what? I'm an adult. And they were just rude about it. I don't know. I never had a real, we've had real fights, but I forget them. I don't hold grudges.
Did that moment make you feel really close to them or really distant?
Distant at the moment, but then right after I said sorry and they said sorry and it was all fine. It wasn't that bad. It made us closer at the end.
What's one of the worst things you did as a kid?
Wow, you're really actually waiting for this. I don't know. I stolen money from my dad's piggy bank or cueva in his hidden stash to this day. Because I'm poor.
What was the money for?
To go out and do stuff. Well, just to go out and hang out with friends.
What did you think about your life? What did you think your life would be like when you were older?
Huh? Say it again.
When you were little, what did you think your life was gonna be when you were older?
Well, I wanted to become a chef when I was little. I wanted to be a chef. Actually, first accountant. But then that was boring. But then I wanted to become a chef. And I swear that I was gonna own my own restaurant. And I loved Ratatouille. That was like my favorite movie. And then my mom said, she told me this now, but at the time she's like, okay, fine, you wanna be a chef? Let's put you in a, she put me in a chef camp. And then I hated it. I was like, this is not for me. I don't like this at all. And then she's like, 2 years later after the fact, she's like, I knew you weren't gonna be a chef, but if I told you no, that means you would have pushed to be a chef even harder, so. More?
Next question. Can you tell me the story of your first kiss?
No, that's so embarrassing. My first kiss or like your first meaningful kiss?
Your first meaningful kiss.
In your house.
It was in my house?
Yes. It was.
With who?
Some kid there. I don't think you remember him.
Probably not.
No. His name is Santino. Ugh. I can't even say his name. He has an Italian name, but he's not Italian. Yeah, in your house. It was in a party. We had a party, you know, in your house one day, and then he just gave me an eye like, come on. I was 12.
You were 12?
Yes.
There's no way I could remember that.
I know, because it was good.
Okay, next question. Can you tell me about what role religion plays in your life?
Big. I am Seventh-day Adventist. I go to church every Saturday, and religion is a big part of my life. It is my life. I revolve my... God is constantly the center of my life, making choices on what to do in career path, or guys to date, or to even as small as day-to-day situations and outcomes. And I always ask God for... to enlighten me what to do for my future, or to show me what to do next, or situations of to stay calm in hostile situations.
Why do you trust in your religion so much?
Because I've tested it, and I've asked God to truly show me that you are real, or you that he I don't know if you're asking more of like Seventh-day Adventist or just God in general?
Like Seventh-day Adventist.
I think it's the closest to the Bible. And I haven't read the Bible back and forth, but what I've read is more accurate in what we believe in. And the Seventh-day Adventist community is very strong. And
can you give me an example of a way you tested him and how he responded?
I can. I had a study abroad I went to a study abroad program to South Africa. Do you know the story?
No.
Good. So I went to South Africa. I was the only one from my school in that program. I was all by myself. I was there for a month and a half, and I was freaking out. I'm like, oh my gosh, what the hell, heck, I'm like, oh my gosh, Jesus, please be with me, I'm so scared, I don't know what to do, blah 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 blah. And I get to London and whatever, I meet with the professor there. We're on the way to South Africa in Cape Town, and we stayed in a small little town called Fishhook, and we're in the bus, and we stayed in like a missionary lodge, not in a hotel or anything. It was like a lodge, old school cabin like. And the building right across, right at, when I get into in the car, we're in the bus, we are going in, the lodge is right there to the left. The first building I see is the Seventh-day Adventist symbol, and it was a church, an SDA church. And I almost break down crying, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I know you're here with me, I know you're gonna guide me through this path, this program, I'm not alone. It was really cool, and I started laughing, and everyone's like, what is wrong with you? I'm just like, nothing. And I was just very happy at the moment. And I went to the church.
What's one important lesson your religion has taught you?
To be patient, and to know that God is in control no matter what.
What do you feel most grateful in your life for?
Most grateful in my life for? My parents and my family. We are a very united family, meaning all 44 of us. Not just four, all 44 of us. I think what we have is very unique. Our family is special. You don't see that often. My dad's side of the family and my mom's side of the family getting along. You don't see that anywhere. People are not like that. And I'm very grateful that even we're not all in the same religion, we're all in different path of our lives, everyone is in different levels, that we still can come together and have fun, be happy, and not have so much family drama. And I'm very grateful for who we are.
What's the biggest thing you've learned from your family?
Unity, or more like happiness. Just be happy, enjoy, don't be negative, to be positive. Because we've had a lot of situations in where we've gone in family vacation that can be horrible, but we made it fun.
What are you proudest of?
You.
And why does it make you feel proud?
Because you're my mini me.
Same person.
Yes. I'm proud that I got a bachelor's degree. Maybe I'll go into my master's now. I'm praying about it. I'm very proud of the fact that I accomplished everything that I set myself since high school. I said that I was going to go graduate high school, go into bachelor's degree, get my dream job was to work in the cruise line industry, which I am, and I got a minors in cruise line industry, so now I need to set myself with new goals.
Where did you gain your bachelor's degree?
Johnson & Wales University, home of the Wildcats, RAR.
Where is that located?
The main campus is in Rhode Island. I went here in North Miami in Biscayne. But I actually fell in love with the school in North Carolina when I wanted to become a chef in Charlotte. They have a campus there, and it's in the middle of downtown, and their chef labs, their culinary labs, is right, the windows are right there. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this school is amazing. I can't wait to become a chef in this school. I'm coming here, blah, 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 blah. And my mom coincidentally found Johnson & Wales in North Miami for the summer camp. And I still fell in love with the school. I saw they had the hospitality management program, and it was like meant for me.
Yeah. Why did you decide to stay like in Florida?
Good question. I don't know. Because I knew hospitality is big here in Miami. I worked in a hotel my sophomore year in high school. I've worked numerous jobs. I worked in a travel agency here also. I also worked in an event company. So fortunately, I had good outcomes here for jobs. I feel like for my degree, it didn't fit right for me to go to like Rhode Island or to Tennessee or to an Adventist school that doesn't have my field that I wanted to go into.
Do you ever plan on leaving Miami?
I don't know. I'll be honest with you, since I turned 25, I've had this quarter life crisis that I'm still living at home. I haven't left. I haven't found a husband or whatever. I should get out of here. There's nothing good for me here of like future wise. But my job is going well. I actually looked into Seattle. I looked into the Holland America is another brand in Seattle. And well, speaking of, she's calling me. My sister, by the way, for the record. My job, I really, really was praying about this a lot. And my job just promoted me. And you're the first to know this. My boss today comes up to me. He's like, I wanted to let you know I want to push you up to being the supervisor by the end of this year. But he's like, oh, I can't make it because people above me in corporate America. And he's like, but next year you're going to be our supervisor. I need you to do this and this and that. I'm like, I think that's God just telling me like, hey, you're meant to be here. So
aww.
Don't tell anyone.
I won't.
Until that really happens. So, yeah.
How did you feel about your sister leaving state?
It hurt my heart a lot. I cried like crazy. I actually slept here a few times. I know she had a vision, and Jessica was meant to leave, but I know she's coming back. Every single time she leaves, I miss her, and yeah.
Aww.
I don't want to cry.
Don't cry. You mentioned not having a husband. Why is that?
Is that a question?
No, it's my question.
Oh my gosh. Guys suck here. I even tried Bumble. It doesn't work. No, I think I'm very independent. And I think guys fear that. I'm not, oh my gosh, let me fall on you and just fall in love. No, I'm very hopeless romantic. And I've tried. It's just they don't click. So, I don't know.
What's the type of guy you're looking for?
That he's good with God. That's number one. And he has to be tall. That's it.
That's it?
Me, taller than me in heels.
That's pretty tall.
I know. I don't know. Yeah, that's what I want. I just want someone that's taller than me in heels. If possible. He's good with God. And he likes to travel. I can't be that picky anymore. So that's all I'm asking for. Is that so hard? Teacher, if you know anyone, please ask out. Tell, hook it up.
This is Miss Magulis.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. How embarrassing. I don't think she even knows me. She knows Jessica. Hi, Alex. I can't wait for your wedding.
Okay.
I'm going to watch all your Instagram posts.
Next question. If today were your last day, what would you regret having not told someone?
Oh, hey, that's a good one. I will regret that in high school, I did not tell a friend, a guy friend, that I really liked him. And he's married now, so too late now.
Why didn't you tell him?
Because he was...
Oh.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I didn't have the strength enough to overcome that barrier within my family. And be like, I don't care what you guys think, he's the one for me.
Do you have any other regrets?
I think I... Not regret, but I wish I could have left... I wish I could have gone out of college or done a longer study abroad, not just a month and a half. Like, I left home for at least a year and then come back. Because, I don't know, have that college experience that I really didn't have. I was a commuter, so I would just go home and, like, there's nothing for me here. The school is super far from my house, so.
If you left, where would you have gone?
I don't know. Oh, the school that I would have loved to go, but they didn't have my field, was Nebraska Union College.
Why that
one? I love that school. We went there for volleyball tournaments in GMA. I can say that because she kind of knows GMA. We used to go to Nebraska for volleyball tournaments, and the school is so pretty. And in the fall, it's so pretty. The trees are all changing, and the people were so nice, and the cafeteria was pretty. Union College.
Is there something about me that you've always wanted to know but have never asked?
I don't know. Do you want to meet your real parents?
There was a point where I did, but then I kind of got used to the fact where, like, I know, like, if I stayed with them, then this wouldn't be my life, and I wouldn't want any other life than this one.
Oh, I love it.
With my cousin. Did you know your grandparents?
Yes. All four of them, thank God.
Where were they from?
Cuba.
Cuba? Everyone?
Everyone in my life is Cuban.
Do you know what part of Cuba?
Abuelo Carlo is from Holguín. I think... No, Abuela is from Holguín. Abuela Olga from my dad's side is from Holguín. Abuelo Lando y Estela is from Santi Espíritu. And I think my abuelo is from Camagüey. I may be wrong, but that's what I know.
Did you ever get to know them, like, very well?
Very well. All four of them. I live with two of them, and I still live with one. Sadly to say, one have passed away. Yes, I know all four of them very well, and I'm very proud, happy about that. was my favorite? I don't know.
You don't have a favorite grandparent?
No. Abuelo Carlo was a good one.
Which one did you get along with the most?
Abuelo Lando, my mom's dad. We have like a running, not a running joke, but we have like a that same thing that he's ticklish on his side of his
rib cage.
Like if you just tap it, he like starts giggling. So every single time we see each other, I just try to mess with him. He's like, oh. As a matter of fact, I need to go visit him because he says I have to fix something about his internet. He's like, ¿tú tienes algo, un compromiso conmigo? I'm like, yes, abuelo.
Does he treat you like the son of the family since you have no brothers?
No, because Christian is there. Is his other grandson. Yeah. So, no.
How would you describe your other side of the family?
My mom's side of the family? They are not as united, or maybe we are not that united with them. They're not part of the church, and they're all over in their own world. I don't know. We only see them on Thanksgiving, on New Year, Christmas Eve. That's the only time we truly spend time with them. The funny thing is the closest family members that we're close to from my mom's side of the family live in Jersey. Yeah, I'm going to their house for Thanksgiving and now in October. Gabby's from my dad's side.
Anthony
and Tia Carmen. I don't think you really know her. Jessica's gonna be living with her.
I've heard of the name, but
yeah, that lady gives me $20 for my birthday every year. Maybe till I'm 50. That lady's gonna give me $20 and in cash. I love it. Best gift ever. Yeah.
How would you describe, actually, who are your first related cousins?
Kaylin and Christian Matos. They are my mom's sister's kids and my only first cousins. My dad's brother doesn't have kids.
Do you consider them closer than the rest of your family? Because they are first blood?
Not really. I think you guys are all the same to me. There's 9 core cousins, right? That we all, United Family Cabin for life. And then comes the Outer Banks of other cousins.
Who's in the Outer Banks?
Acting. Hector. Unfortunately, my cousins from California, Scotty, Josiel, Michael, Kevin, Nicole, Lynette.
Are you the oldest of your
core 9?
Yes. Core 9?
I am.
So you're like the mom?
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Well, I went to California for Labor Day weekend, and it felt amazing because I spent time with cousins that I haven't really spent time with them ever, and we're all the same age. We're all going through the same life. We're going through the same life cycle right now, and it felt great. It's like we were all best friends, but then I came back here, and I'm back a mom again, but it's fine. I still hang out with you guys. Hello, we have a ritual of Valentine's.
Yeah.
Now it's going to be broken.
No, I'll still take you.
I'll take Carlo with me.
Other questions. You mentioned that your grandparents were from Cuba. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to Cuba?
Yes, I have. I'm very proud I can say this now. I went back in May. I went to Holguín for 5 days. It was something very passionate that I wanted to go to, just to learn my culture, my history, and to see why I'm so loud and very Cuban-like. And it was very nice to meet family members. I have a great grandmother that's still alive, and I finally met her. It was an amazing experience.
Who did you go or stay with?
I went with my dad's brother, my tío Juanqui, Juan Carlos. And we stayed at one of my aunt's house, Lynn Nacy's mom, Margarita. And then we stayed one night in the hotel.
For how long were you there?
5 days.
Was Orguin the only place you were in?
Yeah. And then we went to the beach side called Guadalavaca. Yeah. The beach was beautiful. I loved it. But I should go back. I want to go visit my mom's side, that is Santa Espiritu. I want to go visit my mom's best friend since she was 15. That lady still calls her. At least they communicate once a week. And I think they're ultimate hashtag best friends for life. Yeah. I'm serious. Ask her. After this, go be like, Tia, who's your best friend? I want to see what she says.
Is their family from any other place than Cuba?
No, Spain, maybe. I don't know. Honestly, we only have Cuba all the way back to Spain. So I'm never going to do ancestry because it's going to be boring because I know it's Cuba all the way to, like, Spain.
Have you ever been to Spain?
Yes, I have. I've been to Madrid and Barcelona. Beautiful country.
Which one was your favorite?
Barcelona.
What places did you visit in Barcelona?
We went to the Barcelona's soccer stadium, the FC Barcelona team, forever best team, not Madrid. We saw La Sagrada Familia Chapel. I don't know, I remember. It was when I was graduating high school. That was my graduation gift.
What was the best vacation you've been to?
It wasn't vacation, but it was South Africa. Study abroad. Actually, vacation. Bimini was fun. My 15s.
Where were your 15s?
On Freedom of the Seas, Royal Caribbean. It was with my two best friends. We all three of us celebrated our 15s together. And it was so much fun.
And three best friends.
Clap, clap. Yeah. In our group chat, that's what we're called, N3. And I'm happy to say that we're still friends.
Do you remember your 15s like it feels yesterday?
Yes. I can remember.
Me too.
Well, it wasn't that long ago. I still remember, like, moments. And if I still go on the same class of ship, I'll still think of, like, moments on that cruise. I still remember little moments here and there that were awesome.
What was your favorite part of the whole 15th cruise?
I don't know. When we were all in our dress, having a good time.
Did you feel like royalty walking in your dress with your tiara?
No. I felt pretty. I just felt like, oh my gosh, this is the heaviest dress in the world. Yeah. Very skinny back then. Well, my standing ring and we've been sitting has closed. That's funny. Yep. Anything else in our great interview?
Who else went with you on that cruise?
All 44 of us. You were there, I know you don't remember. Kaylin, my parents, my mom's side, my grandparents. Yeah.
Did you do it with other people or was it a private 15th?
No, it was with 30 other girls.
30?
Yeah. And we had to do two. You know how we did yours that had our group was private? No, my group was.
All 30?
No. It was divided in like 15. Yeah, and 15 on the other group. But we were the first group.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, the family of the second group had to see the first group do their thing. And then, while the first group was taking pictures, the second group came in and, yeah.
Where did that cruise stop on?
To Labadee, Grand Turk, Mexico, and back.
Have you ever revisited those places after that?
Yes. I love Labadee. It's a beautiful island.
Does it give you throwbacks?
It actually does. I went last year, 2016, I went to chaperone GMA's graduation, GMA's class trip, and Andrea, one of the N3 girls, I asked her to chaperone as well, and she was one of the quinceañeras, and we did the same route that we did in our 15s. And we were just having a whole, how do you call that? Like memory lane.
Why would you call the N3 girls like your best friends?
Because we have gone through a lot and we still are friends. And, you know, we tell each other truth even though it hurts. And we've had said things to each other that hurts and we still call each other.
Aww.
Yeah.
When's the last time you hung out with them?
Last week.
Together?
Yeah.
All three of you?
Yeah. On Wednesday, actually.
Aww. Goals.
Yeah, because one of them decides she wants to move to Texas. I'm trying to convince her not to.
How would you feel if she moved?
She's dumb. Unless there's a ring on it. But whatever. That's not my job to tell. Even though I wanted to tell her, but it's not my place right now. She will find out herself. No one knows about this, Missy.
Okay. Well, the last question of the interview I'm going to ask. Do you have any classic family stories, jokes, or songs?
Our song is Si tu pasa por mi casa. You do that one.
Block party.
The block party of DJ Laz. Best DJ ever. Our family memories are... We do a lot. New Year's. Every New Year's trip that we do is memorable. Actually, sorry. Yes, but my best family memory is your birthday. One, the quinces. And two was when United Family Summer Camp did the gymnastics show.
Oh, those were both my birthday.
Yeah. But not so much just conclusion of United Family Summer Camp. I think that's something very unique that I don't think you can find nowhere else, that we ran a summer camp with our 7 cousins. And you guys all behaved well. It was run by 2 teenagers. And your parents actually trusted us to take care of you guys. We did. We went, you know, field trips and swimming pools and this and that. And it went out well.
Can you describe a little more what UFSC summer camp is?
That's right. UFSC stands for United Family Summer Camp. # best summer camp ever.
Recommended 10 out of 10. If we still ran it.
Yeah. Maybe it's your turn.
Oh, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I should. But we don't have any younger cousins.
Lynette and Frank?
A summer camp with just them two.
Don't worry. Jessica will reproduce.
And Gilbert.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Hi. That is the end of our interview. It was good interviewing you.
Oh, but you're sick. It was good interviewing too.
It was fun.
Best podcast ever. You're not gonna have any other best interview than this.
Next time you could do it to me.
Oh, I will, and I don't have to.
To
record it. That's it. End of session.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Done. Bye, Alex.